Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's Midday Interview. I'm delighted to have Hank Toler in the studio with me today. I don't know Hank personally, but I was privileged to see him in his performance as Richard the Lionheart in The Lion in Winter that Big Dog just produced recently, directed by our good buddy Rob Mann. But I found out that Hank is not only an actor, but he's also a playwright, a director, and he's a full-time member of the staff at Theater Now, the wonderful dinner theater and more at 10th and Dock. He wears so many hats, I'll let him tell you about that, and then we'll talk about what's going on at Theater Now. So first of all, Hank, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
I know that Theater Now opened in July, mm-hmm. and tell us how you got involved with it and what it is that you do there. I mean, a lot of things, I understand.
Yes, first and foremost, I'm a raging lunatic.
Oh, good.
I am the facilities manager. I'm currently our technical director and production manager, but I'm also the box office manager as well. And I first got involved with it months and months before we opened. I knew that Elisa Harris, our owner, was opening a theater and that she was going to need original works done. And I had worked with Elisa few years back at the Browncoat Pub and Theater when we were doing a weekly live sitcom called Sides. I had written for that, so I was very, very familiar with what she was looking for. And she just asked me to write a show that was going to be about amateurs having to perform theater at the last second. She wanted a very classic setup for a Friday night comedy. And she had commissioned me to write a script then, and I had been working on that for a couple months. And then all of a sudden, one day, I was had an off day from work at the job I held before, and I had a text message from her that said, "Hey, I got this job offer for you.
Wow.
Technical director, facilities manager over at Theater Now. The only catch is you have to direct both the shows simultaneously that are going to open." Said, "Are you in?" And I just texted her back and said, "One minute, let me put in my 2 weeks notice and I'll be right over."
Wow, that's mm-hmm. terrific. So you got to direct two shows simultaneously.
Simultaneously.
And it was your first time directing.
And I don't recommend it at all. It was a great experience, though. One was our Friday night comedy that I had written, which was a terrible, terrible staging of the Miracle Worker. And then there was a murder mystery, which was written by a local playwright, Katie Shoecavage. It was also co-written by Anthony Lawson, another local thespian.
Right.
So I was doing those shows simultaneously. I was having alternating rehearsal nights, murder mystery one night, and then a Friday night comedy the next. It was a little maddening, but we made it.
You got through it. Now, one of the things that I understand is wonderful about Theater Now, not only is the facility new and beautiful, mm-hmm. but there is a great chef and great food.
There is.
So we can talk about that a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Denise Gordon is our chef. She's an incredible chef. I'm fortunate enough to be fed on occasion after the shows, and I can't say enough about what she does. Her menu, especially right now for what she's got going on for Christmas Carol, for our preview weekends, which was just this past weekend, and our upcoming weekend, Friday and Saturday night, you have two meat options of beef tips or bacon-wrapped turkey tenderloin. And there is also an option for a vegetarian dish, which alternates from week to week. But you also get a cranberry apple chutney with roasted chestnuts and Yorkshire pudding and English peas and onions. And
wow.
Very, very Victorian dish to go along with A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens, which we've adapted.
Yes, let's do talk about that. That is the biggest recent news at Theater mm-hmm. Now, is that you're opening a production of A Christmas Carol. It is based on the Charles Dickens original,
mm-hmm.
but it's a live version, not a radio play, not a stage reading. It's the real thing, adapted by director Ron Hassen. Mm-hmm. Tell us about the show.
Ron adapted it into a five-person show. So everyone, with the exception of Craig Kittner, who plays Ebenezer Scrooge, multi-plays throughout the show. The set is a very basic setup. There are two large platforms and two step units, and they're very adaptable as well. And the stage is constantly evolving from scene to scene, but they're built to create the footboard and headboard of Scrooge's bed, but then just rearranged and a few adjustments here and there, and all of a sudden it's the office, it's a Fezziwig's party, it's the schoolhouse where he went as a child, it's the graveyard at the very end.
Wow.
It's incredibly imaginative on Ron's end, and just the way he's brought it in and condensed this grand classic, and you think just about
yes.
the scale and time, era, and the cast number, and he's dwindled it down to five people and very, very basic, but I've never seen a production like it before.
Well, you know, it's one of the things about a piece that's as well written and mm-hmm. beautifully classic as A Christmas Carol. I don't know if you've ever heard any of the one-man show versions of it.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Stewart he does a brilliant version of it. And I've heard other one-man or one-person versions that are just astonishing. So yeah. Five people works for me. I'd like to see Fezziwig's Party with only five actors, but maybe I should come and check it out.
That's wild. Wild. Ron did a wonderful job of adapting it. And he's also one of the performers in the show as well.
Oh,
so he's wearing almost as many hats as I am, if not more.
Yes, you have all those different hats. Facilities manager, tech director, box office manager, actor, playwright, director. Do you live there? Do they have a bed for you?
There's a couch that we recently moved in, but you know the floor upstairs is quite comfortable. Elisa designed it with very, very comfortable carpet.
So. Oh,
luckily,
great.
I'm only three blocks away, though, actually. So I'm in close vicinity to it, so it couldn't have worked out better for me.
What an ideal job to work full-time in theater.
In this town.
That's terrific.
Yeah, it was a little overwhelming. Me and Elisa like to joke that even though she knew me well and knew I was probably capable of it, really the only reason she called me was because everyone else who was more qualified already had a job. But it's been a tremendous, tremendous experience, and it's certainly been probably the most creatively fulfilling year of my life outside of when I was at a school of the arts.
Wow.
So it's been spectacular.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Hank Toler from Theater Now, the wonderful Dinner Theater and More at 10th and Dock, which opened in late July under the aegis of Elisa Harris, who owns the facility. And she's got lots of great things going on there. A terrific restaurant, really. I mean, the food is spectacular. And shows that change here and there. Right now, they're doing A Christmas Carol, a five-person adaptation of that, adapted by and directed by Ron Hassan. It runs every Friday and Saturday in December until December 22nd. The building opens at 5:30. You can come in and sit down and get ready, and the curtain is at 6:30. And then the food is served throughout the course of the play. I'll give you this information again at the end of the interview, but the tickets are $38 for this weekend. Then it goes up to $48 after that because it's a four-course Victorian meal that you'll participate in. And you can get tickets by going to theaterwilmington.com, and that's theater spelled R-E on the end. Or you can call 910-399. 93 now or 399-3669. Hank, tell us a little bit about your experience going to the School of the Arts.
Oh, School of the Arts. I attended School of the Arts for my senior year of high school and their high school drama program. And there were something like 200 applicants. It was about two or three rounds of auditions, and they dwindled about 200 down to 20.
Wow.
And I can't say enough about it. To be 17 and to be in this arts atmosphere and essentially doing a schedule that includes your academic schedule as a student and what's required just by the state to graduate high school, you've got an entire arts academic program set in between, and it was literally about 8 to 6 o'clock or 8 p.m. days. But it was amazing just getting that exposure, and that entire program was set up to get you prepared for conservatory training and going into a BFA program.
Right, Bachelor of Fine Arts.
Getting prepped for that, and it was incredible. 20 people, and with that drama program, you spend so much time together. So we all left with, 19 brothers and sisters that we didn't have before, and it was I get speechless thinking about it because I can't articulate nor mm-hmm. put into a vocabulary mm-hmm. what it meant to me. It was an amazing, amazing experience, and it's never left me.
And did you go on to college elsewhere then?
I did not. I auditioned for a couple college programs. I wasn't accepted, and then I actually just decided to take a couple years off after that and kind of really think about whether a BFA track was what I wanted to do, but I went back to my hometown in Washington, North Carolina, and enrolled in community college credits just to keep the academics rolling. But in between, just worked and picked destinations that I could road trip to and just saved up some money and decided, oh, I'll go to Savannah. I've never been there. I'll go to New York for the first time and did that for a couple years.
Sounds great. Oh, my gosh. I've been talking with Hank Toler. He works at Theater Now. He's a full-time employee there. Theater Now is the great Dinner Theater and More at 10th and Dock. Hank is the facilities manager, tech director, box office manager, actor, playwright, director. I think if you go there any time of day, you'll find Hank there, unless he's on stage somewhere else in town. Mm-hmm. But they probably don't let go of him very often. They are staging A Christmas Carol, a five-person version of it, directed by Ron Hassan. They have another preview weekend this weekend, so Friday and Saturday, 5:30 the doors open, 6:30 the curtain. The tickets are $38 for this weekend. It runs then every Friday and Saturday in December through December 22nd. And the tickets go up to $48 because you get a four-course Victorian-era meal with that. Reservations available at theater, T-H-E-A-T-R-E, Wilmington.com or 910-399-3NOW or 399-3669. Hank, I just want to thank you for coming in today.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
So you survived your first radio interview.
Very first, still standing.
Wow, that's good. All right, thank you for being here today.
Thank you.
Hank Toler visiting with us today about Theater Now and all the great things that are going on over there. So if you want to get your Christmas fix this year, you can see A Christmas Carol at Theater Now. This is WHQR.